The Lord's aching heart is calling out to us today, heart dwellers. He's with us, and he's sharing his burden with his bride. I'm asking you for yet a bit more patience as he exposes his heart to you and opens the portals of darkness in tormented souls so they can be healed. Our worship time started out very sweetly, but as I got deeper and deeper into it, I really felt the burden on his heart. And he opened up to me and shared, "Lord, you have held me so tenderly and let me into your heart. Your pain is so intense. It's a profound aching and longing to love those who've rejected you." Jesus began, "My heart is yours, Claire. It is your abode, your dwelling place, your eternal place of rest and joy, transforming you from glory to glory, always moving upward like the flames of fire, consuming all the dross, and moving upward perpetually. My heart is a furnace for all of mankind. It is at times a place of torment when I see so many rejecting my love and going the way of perdition. If only they could experience this love, Lord. I have tried, but the pain of my light and my love is excruciating, and they turn away from it. But how does that happen? How can that be? Your love is so warm and comforting, secure, reassuring, and oh so very sweet. How can they turn away? Truly, I don't understand it." Jesus continued, "It begins with pain inflicted on a soul, mostly very, very young and helpless as children. The pain of violence, neglect, abuse, misunderstanding, rejection. Bitterness sets in like a cancer and eats away the soul. Then any overture of love becomes a threat. Oh no, I'll have nothing to do with that. Then it begins to spiral downwards until they are absolutely convinced that love is evil. Do you remember the experience of the Christian man who was exposed to dark matter with several others?" Yeah, that was I think I shared that with you in one of the CERN videos. And this man was a Christian, and they were isolated in a cell. And all the other people who were not Christians went totally bonkers and crazy, just expressing all kinds of ugly things. And here the Lord continues, "He was the only one who could control himself, and at that, only by focusing on me the entire time, with superhuman effort, which of course was my grace." Yes, Lord, I remember that. He said that they actually found pleasure in beating one another up and doing lewd and disgusting things. It felt good to vent, to indulge, to let themselves go wild without the usual moral restraints. Well, what I am saying here, there is relief in violence. There's a catharsis. I had to look that one up. The process of releasing and thereby providing relief from strong or repressed emotions. Jesus continued, "All those years of not being able to lash back at injustices, real or merely perceived, many times inspired by demonic entities, fueling lies to build the emotions to boiling with nowhere to exit, just getting shoved and shoved and shoved deeper down and bottled up in the soulish realm. It's very much like the crust of the earth. If you were to replace each continental mass and assign it a name, violent alcoholic parents, brutal child abuse, with another continent, teachers and peers at school, and yet another continent, police, inmates and judges, and yet another, the public and rejection from jobs. All of these plates in the soul cause stress at different times and heat up the layers inside the person, forming great magma chambers of anger. Sometimes the magma escapes in little streams or blows up and they end up incarcerated. Other times the pressure and the pain becomes so great, the soul is eaten up with evil imaginings on how to retaliate and is constantly picking violent fights and brutalizing others. Others who feel the same way begin to come together and form gangs and covens. Their entire life is centered around killing, destroying the lives of others, jealousies, getting all the things other people have and getting even, relieving life's disappointments and wounds. Many times they take it out on the innocent, when indeed the real culprit is themselves, but they cannot allow themselves to see or admit it. Their souls are too fragile. Strong defenses have to be built to protect what little is left of that soul. And survival becomes an everyday event, fight or flight, over every perceived contradiction in life. So they project and blame it on others, which gives them the permission to destroy and retaliate, which brings pleasure and relief. The demons as well offer their services, and they find ways around the laws of the land. They feel helplessly repressed by society's norms of behavior and the fear of being put in prison, so they elect to work with demonic entities to get back at those who they believe are responsible for their pain, be it real or imaginary. Most suffer mortal injuries to their little beings when they are children, and the demons enter, creating a stronghold of rebellion upon which layers and layers of evil are built, and more manifestations of demons are accumulated. Then there is the additional influence of chemistry and the substances carried in forced inoculations. There's a huge amount of damage done by these vaccines, and in some cases electronic devices. As these children mature and vaccines produce the intended result, pharmaceutical companies benefit from all the drugs made to control this engineered madness, which they began in the first place. These are done en masse so that an entire generation comes forward that is hell-bent on death and destruction. This is the generation of the young people now in this age. It takes every moral fiber to resist finding a violent or drug-related outlet for repressed feelings. That is why so many children are committing suicide, whether intended or accidental, from drug overdoses. I have much mercy and compassion on them. Oh, Claire, it is truly tragic what has been done by the elites. The end result in these days is a culture of death and destruction, and when the appropriate time comes, mankind will be set aflame with dark matter and demonic manifestations, such as have never been seen. Even now it is on the increase. The way has been opened for this into the human psyche through electronic devices, media, chemicals, and demonic portals, as well as deliberately engineered electromagnetic anomalies aligned with dark matter. Nonetheless, I approach every soul with a way out of the loop of violent retaliation. It is their choice to fall in with demons or fall in with me. The issue is many times the relief of repressed feelings, rejection, helplessness, hopelessness, and injustice. Any escape is relief to their tormented feelings. And I just thought about this, that I'm sure that this includes suicide bombers as well. They're offered such outrageous rewards, and it gives them a form of escape, an honorable form of escape to their understanding. Jesus continued here, getting back to the tectonic plates of continents. A lifetime of repressed injustices, real or imagined, through false accusation and lying demons. The magma chambers build until they can no longer be contained, and violent outbursts happen. Uncontrolled rage and hatred finds its only outlet in the destruction of others' lives. Even in highly controlled demonic ceremonies and torture, there's a powerful chemical attraction to evil, and the demon entities manipulate that through electric blanketing. It is addictive and highly satisfying to those who've been drawn into this darkness. It's their outlet and release from repressed feelings. Oh, Lord, this is way disgusting to me. It is, but I want you to understand what the makeup is of a soul who has put on the darkness as a choice in life. They actually find release in all forms of violence, sex, torture, and as well as music and entertainment. Do you remember those times when someone cut you off in traffic and you had to control your actions and not retaliate in any way because now you belong to me and the flesh has been put to death? Before you belonged to me, you got pleasure from such things. This is the same dynamic. Pleasure comes with retaliation. I tell you these things, my people, because your prayers must be very serious and enduring to bring one out of this prison. The damage goes deep. The hatred is on the surface, beneath our broken hearts, little children abused mercilessly, lost and crying out, no one to help. The only relief is in acting out or shutting themselves up in a stone prison. But once they escape that place, they're walking time bombs. Lord, I remember a movie we saw about a young man in school who was an absolute genius, and he wasn't going to school, but he was a janitor where the school was, and he solved the most outrageous mathematical problems and wrote the solutions on the blackboards. And he was always driving about looking for someone to beat up. The counselor tried to work with him and bring him out of that really destructive place. I learned a lot from that movie, although we had to fast forward it several times. The Lord continued, that film perfectly depicted the torment of a seriously injured soul. I know how unappealing this is to you, Claire, and I know some will react with disgust and question why you're talking about this subject again. Why am I bringing this up? Because you asked me, how do these souls get immersed in such darkness to the point where love becomes evil? Well, I have answered that. Now you must understand, your audience, many of them know all about this. There are those with children who went astray, and to this day they don't understand why. They gave them a good home. How could they turn out this way? It is a social and societal disaster of mega proportions, and much of it has its origins in the times you live in and the technologies and pharmacopoeias that have been used as experiments on masses of people in different countries. You are aware of the genetically engineered diseases meant to eradicate huge segments of the population, like, for instance, AIDS. But few are aware of the electronic and mental chemical counterparts that have been used to manipulate the public. Suffice it to say, the means are just as extensive in this arena as they are in the engineered diseases arena, just less exposed to the masses, although it is coming to light now on a grand scale. People are waking up and seeing how they are treated like monkeys in a laboratory. Now for the good news. I have come to dispel the works of darkness. I have come to redeem mankind. When a soul turns to me, I begin to destroy the webs of darkness that have controlled their behavior in the past. My grace overwhelms the soul and begins the process of healing. with just the simple admission of sin and crying out for my help, I step in with generous portions of grace to overturn the electronic and chemical strongholds and behavioral strongholds that have provoked these behaviors. And here the Lord was addressing me. You do not serve people, Claire. Stop fussing about how some will react to this. You serve me, and I wish that my people not perish for lack of knowledge. There is a time for discovery. There is a time for healing and for worship. But I will not have you ignorant of the forces that have been arrayed against you and your children in this last generation. And I declare to you all, my power is perfected in your weakness. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Even if you should lose your body, you will not lose your soul. But I am telling you these things because many of you walk around in blinding guilt that you failed as a parent. You are with all kinds of sicknesses brought about by corrupt governments. You are so far down into condemnation that you view your life as a total waste. Others of you are saddled with all kinds of sicknesses brought about by corrupt governments. Others of you are hopelessly addicted to drugs, or so you think. There is a good reason for this all. I want you to dispense with the guilt and get to the bottom of it. If you've been a good parent, if you've been a good daughter or son, and you are still plagued by these things, I tell you the truth, you have been victimized and are not fighting flesh and blood alone, but principalities in high places, those who have chosen to destroy life rather than to foster it. And nothing can oppose my grace when you give your life to me. None of these things will be allowed to dominate your life when you turn it over to me 100%. I will lead you out of this darkness you have been unable to leave on your own. I will manifest my power to transform and deliver you, and you will see victory over these things in your lives. I will deliver you from evil and establish you in my house, members of my royal family, and you will become sons and daughters of the Most High, who overcame all obstacles on earth through my power. You have only to ask. I will deliver you. You will not have to submit your lives to any human, because I will lead you in the way you should go. I will teach you. My word will finally become living as you read it, and from top to bottom will reconstruct your very DNA. I only ask one thing of you. Ask me into your lives. Make the commitment to give me full control of your life and obey me as I lead you. I will make the pathway straight, but you must turn and be resolved never to return to your former way of life. My power living in you will do all the rest. What do you say? Isn't it worth a try? Only hours ago, some of you were about to end your lives. Rather than throwing it on the trash heap, give it to me. Then watch what I do with it. You will become a totally new creation. You will come to love, love. You will come to feel secure and trusting. You will come to long for the light. And every longing will be satisfied by me. Come to me. Give me your life. Learn to feel and hear my voice and my leadings. I will make my voice heard in your mind and heart. In the past, you have heard the demons clearly. Now you will hear your God clearly, and I will lead you out of bondage and into joy unspeakable. You will experience spiritual bliss that far exceeds any chemical the world has to offer. And most of all, you will have no fear of death. Fear will be replaced by my peace. Peace I will give you, not as the world gives, but my peace, supernatural and beyond your circumstances. I will uphold you in my peace. In this moment, we are alone together. Come to me now. Give me your life. You have nothing to lose but all the failures and wounds of the past. Come.